Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Natasha. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a. You guys are taking money out of my account, and I didn't ask you to.
May I have your zip code?
37826.
37826. And your first and last name?
Cynthia May.
Cynthia May.
Erlyn May, I'm not for sure.
Hmm.
I go by Lynn May, but my full name is Cynthia Lynn May.
Okay. And may you verify your address for me?
315 Collins Street, Niota, Tennessee.
All right. Just bear with me for a few moments while the system pulls up your account. Still here, it's still loading.
Okay.
Right. So on December 10th, you paid $574 for that KitchenAid. And after you made that purchase of $5.74, it stated in the terms and conditions that you would be enrolled into a membership for that 6732.
Well, I didn't know that, so I don't want to do that.
Okay, I'd be happy to get it canceled for you and they won't bill you again. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yeah.
Or C as in Charlie, 263-297-776.
And I'll get the 6732 back.
I can offer you a 35% refund because that was a valid charge and it did state in those terms and conditions that you will be enrolled into that membership.
No, I didn't see that, and I would like it all back.
Well, ma'am, it is a valid charge and it is there. The most I can do is a 35% because that was a valid charge.
I didn't authorize it, and I didn't see that on there.
Ma'am, I do apologize that you didn't see it, but it is on that website. Those terms and conditions does state that the membership will be charged after you pay the shipping and handling for that item.
Well, I didn't even get the item, so I don't understand.
That was a sweepstakes, so you really paid the $574 to enter a sweepstakes for that KitchenAid item.
Well, then you need to put it a little bit clearer, and I like to have the 6732 back.
Well, ma'am, I do apologize, but that is a valid charge. I will not be able to refund you that full amount. I could do a 35%, but that's about it. My hands are tied, ma'am.
And 35% is what, $10?
Give me a moment, I'll get you the exact amount. $23.56.
I like to have it all. I want it all back.
Ma'am, I can't refund you the full amount. That is a valid charge.
Well, not if it didn't really put it in there clear enough.
It's in the terms and conditions, ma'am. Before you even hit submit to enter your card information, it's down there at the bottom. And they ask you, do you agree to these terms and conditions before you even click continue?
Well, I didn't see that, and that's a good way to get, that's a good way to have fraud, right?
It's not fraud. It is in the terms and conditions about the charge that was charged to your account.
I want it all back.
Ma'am, I do apologize, but I cannot offer you that full amount back.